Welcome to Screencast, Kind of Funny's only entertainment-based podcast where we come together and talk about movies, TV shows, and streaming services. All that sweet, delicious entertainment news you want to know about.
TV.
You can catch us live Fridays at around 11 a.m. on twitch.tv.
Sometimes 11:15, sometimes 11:19.
/Kind of Funny Games. Or if you don't have time for that, that's fine. You can watch us on YouTube. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Yeah, that sounds right. Yep. You can also watch us on Rooster Teeth. But if you refuse to watch us,
you can listen to us
on all your favorite streaming services. We are also on SoundCloud, so go in there, give us a little like, subscribe. I don't know how SoundCloud works, but do what makes us look good, please.
Options. We like to give them to you, so you can like us in all the places. Thumbs up, 5-star. 10 out of 10.
There it is.
3-finger rating. Give us the 3.
You can also support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny. My name is Kevin Coelho. I am your host. And to my immediate right is Nick Scarpino, the man with the 3-fingered review.
And
Nick,
well, hello, Kevin.
How are you doing today? You watch anything good this week?
Well, yes, but we're going to be talking about it later today.
I mean, you can mention it.
We watched Aladdin, the original animated 1992 classic Aladdin, and man, it was like stepping back into my childhood. I really, really enjoyed it.
Something that I want to add is that when we talk about what we watch, I'd like for us to mention where we watch it. Now, Aladdin, really goddamn hard because
really
it is
hard.
Vaulted, and if you don't own Aladdin, you cannot watch Aladdin right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, like the Disney Vault, it's we talk about it a lot, but it doesn't normally impede us from our needs. But this was the first time where it was like, oh shit, like there's no way to rent it, no way to buy it, no way to digitally get it.
It is strange.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was like,
now, yeah, that's
someone has a full collection of Disney Blu-rays.
That's right.
That someone is me.
But that will be over soon,
which came
Disney
with
Plus,
digital
too.
Codes. So that's how we watched it.
Yeah, which was, it's just so random to me that I'm like, oh, I can't rent it. I get it. They're prepping for Disney Plus and all that jazz, but surely they'll let you still buy the fucking movie. Nope.
Get vaulted, son.
I was like, oh, I'm willing to pay for this. Like, it's, you know, Disney's giving me hours and hours of entertainment. I'll give them $20 for this movie or whatever, mostly because I'm lazy and I didn't feel like doing digital code stuff. And no, they won't let me do it. It was very weird. And it was... And then I had to jump on Slack and ask everyone how all that stuff worked.
It was
and
so
And then Kevin
funny.
Explained it to me. And I was like,
hey,
and I missed
fair,
that explanation, but then Greg put a picture in it. I was like, pictures. That's perfect.
You put a picture.
Sucks, man.
You put a
Voodoo's
picture.
Interface
and
sucks.
Greg like circled where you had to click. It was very funny. I was very amused.
Yeah, I was
Voodoo's,
like,
Voodoo's
just
interface is ridiculous.
It's awful.
Its options and versatility are unmatched. And I got to give him a shout out.
You can
out.
Watch it
the quality's
everywhere.
Best there for streaming, for sure.
It was
across any of the other ones.
Really
on the
pretty. Scene, it was really pretty.
It's best on native TV apps,
which is what I'm using.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's some issue with my beautiful, amazing TV that I love so much, where it disconnects from the internet. So I had to switch
I got mine
over.
Hardwired.
I had mine hardwired too, and that wasn't really fixing the issue. But using it through the Xbox app, it doesn't look as pretty, but it still looks great.
My two favorite streaming qualities are. From the TV, both are native from the TV. Uh-huh. It's Vudu and Netflix when it's Netflix original content that is HDR
Dolby.
Or Dolby Vision.
Yeah.
Specifically,
the Dolby Vision
the
is
Dolby
so
Vision.
Good.
HDR10 limits. Dolby Vision.
I really want you to watch. Oh, damn, what was that? Altered Carbon. Mm-hmm. Just a tiny bit because it's Dolby Vision taken to like the best degree.
Hell yeah.
Like,
man.
Don't watch. I don't think you'll like the story of it, but I think that, like, just. Looking at it,
it's pretty.
It's so pretty.
Damn pretty.
Yeah. You try to watch Joel Kinnaman try to act.
It's so mean.
he's about to stiff the fucking
Kinnaman.
Board. I'm Joel Kinnaman. I'm emoting.
It wasn't his body, you know? He doesn't know how
I'm
to emote
Joel
in
Kinnaman.
It.
God, he's jacked, though.
He is so
he's such
jacked.
Such a big dude.
Is that all you watched this week? Nothing else?
I'm still making my way through Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Love it. And I finished Veep.
Oh, I was about to ask
well.
You about that.
Yeah, and it's... this season... Great. Just yeah. great. Super fucking...
Dark ending?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
No. I'm contemplating jumping in and watching the whole thing.
You should. The only criticism I have with Veep in general is that I don't know what season this is, but last season... Is it six? So season five was
maybe.
Terrible. Absolutely
yeah.
terrible. Just get through it.
Could
it's not that many episodes.
This is,
I'll take it up. They kicked back up with this last season, and it is... the most inappropriately fucked up thing I've ever watched, and I love it. love it. They are terrible human beings. None of them are redeemable. And it's just the way it ends is just so fucking dark and sad. It's great. Very fulfilling. Unlike another show that we will not talk about that's ending this Sunday, that I'm sure will not give me the same feelings that I have right now.
We'll see. They might bring it in the last episode. Really bring it. Whatever, also, you can talk about watching Game of Thrones. It's okay. We have another show that is all about Game of Thrones. Anyways, to your right, my left.
It's me.
Tim, the bomber jacket king.
Yeah.
No bomber jacket
today. We're at a point right now where we're doing a lot of shows that review things or talk about things. So most of the things I watched this week are those things.
Yeah.
Detective Pikachu, Game of Thrones, and Aladdin. So those were the big ones. But, ladies and gentlemen, it was the return of everyone's favorite show, The Bachelorette. Let me tell you about Hannah B. Killing the damn game. Now is the best time ever to jump on because this bitch is crazy, dog. Let me tell you. I keep telling people, she's the cool Greg of Bachelorette contestants. She's there and she's living her life, and it's one of those things where most people, like, they kind of put on this front of how they're supposed to act. Not her. Hannah Beast, she's there and people ask her a question, she's like, I'm gonna answer this as honestly as fucking possible, and it makes good TV.
Is it this girl?
It is. You can see it in her eyes, right?
Yeah, she got the crazy eyes.
She got them crazy eyes.
She got psycho.
I love her, dude.
Yes.
Hannah Beast, dude. Alabama, yes. Hannah.
So nothing else. Just about. How long is each episode of The Bachelor?
Two hours, baby.
Sometimes three.
2 hours.
What a tremendous waste of time. What a terrible, terrible show.
I brought it up to Paula. I was like, "Are you gonna watch?" She's like, "I haven't watched in like a year
it's
good and a
jump
half."
Jump on point, I'm telling you, man.
I don't want her to start watching.
And a beast.
It's
dude.
A bummer. I have to go to the garage and play video games. It's really sad because it's a little too cold there.
So her name's Hannah B, but she goes by Hannah Beast because every once in a while she goes.
You've shown me many clips of her roaring.
Do you just like to zone out and watch this shit for 2 hours? You know this is killing you, right? You know,
slowly,
this is like some sort of poison that you're putting in your bloodstream.
I'm gonna say it. This is the worst thing that Gia has done to you.
Yeah. Right, take the good, take the bad, take them both. There you have The Bachelorette.
The facts of life, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it both ways.
Yeah. God.
All right, here's the list of stuff I watched this weekend. Went to the movies with one Joey Noel on Monday. We had an early day, and I was like, I'm going
to
go watch.
I like to call her Jono.
I call her the Joester.
I don't like that.
Joey Noel, but you take out a couple letters?
Yeah, no, I got it.
No.
Jono.
Jono's best?
She doesn't hate it.
You can just talk, cool, Greg. Or it's okay.
I'm talking.
We've learned that the loud whispering in here is just,
damn,
it's just confusing.
Is it the Joester? Is that the nickname that you would love so much?
The Joester.
I don't know that I had loved it as much as I just.
I think eventually
it.
You were just like, you know what? It feels right.
The thing is, we just
can
don't
I call you
have...
guys Casey and JoJo?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally,
I love that.
No, Kevin has nicknames, and Casey.
Anyways,
not one
Casey
of them.
And JoJo this Monday went to watch the movies, and we watched a double feature, and it was awesome.
I do.
Having AMC is fantastic.
It is.
We call him A-list. Shock and Awe sometimes. Mm-hmm. We call him the Great Wall of
shock,
Kevin.
Shock and Awe in a while,
but of course he's also known
we watched
as
Longshot M&M. And the Heist.
This is correct. Those are
and
factual pieces of information.
Longshot, I enjoyed. I
liked
Longshot
way more than I thought I was going to.
It was. I thought it was a very, very rom-com-y movie that
man,
was good.
The trailer for this looked terrible.
Did it?
This is the Seth Rogen movie
where
he's like,
I showed it
some
to you guys.
I thought you liked it.
What?
I'm pretty sure you liked it.
No, I did not like this one.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I've
yeah, some doofus.
I've seen it twice in the movies and in the theaters. I'm like, why would anyone
you
make
watched
this
it on
movie?
The show or for the show?
This is the Charlize Theron one where he's like, she just hires
their
him to be on a
campaign. Their chemistry is like phenomenal. All
right.
Like them together,
I
buy
was
it.
Not expecting.
Yeah.
I kind of expected it to be like Knock Up where I was like, I don't know if I really buy this, but it was way more endearing.
First off, Knocked Up was great.
And then we watched The Heist. And oh boy, in the first 2 minutes, and I know,
give
The
me,
Heist.
Give me some
Anne
the
Hathaway.
Hustle?
Huh?
The Hustle.
I'm sorry, The Hustle.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
I was confused.
Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. As it turns out, I don't like talking shit about people, but I hate Rebel Wilson.
How?
You know what I mean? In the first 2 minutes, I was
is
like,
is it that or do you just love Anne Hathaway so much?
I mean, she still wasn't that bad in this movie.
I think Rebel Wilson is a way better, like,
side character, yeah.
Then she is one of like a main than a main character.
What is it called? The random little characters that come up every once in a while. Character actor.
Side character. Oh,
she's a good character
like
actor.
A supporting actor.
You know? First off, how dare you all? Okay, Pitch Perfect. Fucking live your life.
Yeah, but she's one of those side characters. Secondly, in it, so that's why she's good.
Secondly, have you seen a rom-com? A romantic movie, whatever the hell that one was that she did recently?
Oh, isn't it romantic? I did. Not great.
Okay, yeah. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. I just was wondering.
But like, no. That's why I feel...
If she was going to go, yeah, it's good, I was going to go, fuck you guys, but she hasn't seen it.
No, she saw it. And I didn't
Oh, you
love
saw
it.
You should love it very much.
But like the hustle, in the first, like, I fucked up. Like me and
what is The Hustle about?
Hey, before you talk about The Hustle, like, real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Rebel Wilson for one of the funniest. There's two jokes in movies that I'll just die in my grave laughing to. One of them is in Beer Fest when they kill Farva,
and then he comes back
as his twin brother. He's like, I'll just pretend to be him.
It'll make it easier
hilarious.
For everyone.
The other one is in Pitch Perfect 1 when it's towards the end of the movie and they're all having their moments of like telling their deepest, darkest secrets. And she goes, I gotta tell you guys something. My name's not Fat Amy. It's Fat Patricia.
A very funny moment.
So good.
But yeah, within the first like 5 minutes, I was like, oh, this is the kind of movie this is going to be. The lowest level of comedy that exists, yeah. And it was just at that point
it's like an Amy Schumer film now.
I should have turned around and been like, Joey, do you want to leave and go back to Marufuku? And then I didn't, and we sat through the rest of it.
Oh, no.
And there were chuckles, but it was chuckles like laughing.
No, see,
at
I won't
them,
do it. I won't
you know?
Do it. This is my thing. I will leave the theater, and if it's now that I'm an A-list Stubbs member, I'll just leave. But if I had to pay for it, I will ask for my money back. I will not sit through shitty comedy movies anymore. There's too many shitty run-of-the-mill comedy movies on Netflix. I won't do it. If it's on Netflix, I watch 30 seconds. Done. No, I'm out.
Yo,
I'm
speaking
done.
Of, what the fuck's the deal with this the sun and
Speak
the stars
your truth, bro.
Or something like that? The sun
the
and the moon?
The sun is also a star.
The sun is
That's
also
coming out this
a
week.
Star. Coming out this
to
week
theaters.
With a trailer that looks way too fucking good where I'm like, this
okay.
looks like...
Does it?
I'm super...
I'm
but,
excited
but, hold on,
for
hold on.
It.
I need some asterisks. There's some asterisks here. This looks way too fucking good for a Netflix movie. Why is it in theaters? I've seen this movie 10 times on Netflix.
Yeah, this movie
Give me it on Netflix.
This movie looks like a very run-of-the-mill young adult.
I think it looks so good.
It has, I think
to
it looks better than that.
The other one.
I think it's a little bit better, but at the same time, the start of it just like, oh man, this dude being like, I'm going to make you fall in love. Don't worry.
Dude,
we got it. It's
fucking,
just,
oh, I love
when
that.
He, when he
yeah.
says that, don't worry, we got it, I'm
I was like,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, my man, let's
that's
go, baby.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, but then there's like four other lines you're like, what the
yeah.
fuck,
hey, dude? There's a ticking clock.
Look
like,
at me
I'm
my
like, somebody
poem book.
Fucking wrote
and then
that.
Out of nowhere,
fuck
it's like,
you.
Hey, immigration stuff? It's
yeah,
like,
dude,
whoa, dude, that's some serious
leave by
shit.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
some
well,
Degrassi shit.
Gonna work.
It goes there, man.
Degrassi goes
Listen,
there?
Man, we know from Greg's relationship with Genevieve, the love of his life, that immigration can't be solved in one day. They still deal with that shit.
Dude, to get
well, good luck. Bump uglies and move on.
Jesus, that's very dark.
That's
I
reality.
Imagine their uglies are very pretty.
Oh, I'd watch these two fuck all
I'm
night
also
long.
Just going to say that I saw other movies this week.
What?
I saw other movies this week.
What'd
I saw
see?
The Intruder.
What's The Intruder?
With
what?
Dan, with
like, to be
Dennis
fair,
Quaid.
Like, I mean, it should it count as this week? You saw it on Sunday.
Oh my God, I hate
I'm
this
kidding,
conversation.
I'm kidding.
It's with Dennis Quaid. It's like a thriller movie.
Oh, well, it's like every like 5 years they do this movie. They make this movie where it's the couple that's being like...
they move into a new house.
Yeah, harassed by someone.
A neighbor.
Yeah, a neighbor or whatever.
Like that.
There was one. What was it? It was like, fuck, I hate these movies. It's like my worst nightmare.
Home Invasion.
There's one with, no. I want to say.
That's just what it is.
There was
is
one
it
on Netflix that was something like that. Or was Open it? House.
Is that what it was?
There was
so,
one
yeah, which one
recently.
Was the Samuel L. Jackson one?
Samuel L. Jackson. Maybe.
Samuel Jackson.
Really? There's been they've remade this movie. Not really remade
well,
it, but
yeah,
they make this movie.
It's an easy concept to make a thing.
Yeah, but I hate
it.
Yeah.
Well, like one of them was where he was a cop.
Wasn't there just some
and the
oh,
cop
are you talking
was like,
about
just
the Ray
like
Liotta one?
Probably. That's what I'm talking about, the Ray Liotta
with
one where he's a cop and he's
yeah,
like,
Kurt City? Russell. What's it called?
Yeah, and Kurt Russell's like,
it's
leave
really
us
good.
Alone.
No,
yeah.
Citizen
Kane?
Lakeview Terrace, someone's saying.
Lakeview Terrace
is the one that I was
really
thinking.
That was SLJ, right?
Yeah.
There's one with Beyonce. Yeah, I don't like these movies.
And then I also saw John Wick Parabellum last night.
Wait, did you like Intruder?
The Intruder I did like. I think it's
bad crowd, though, right? Like too many people yelling.
There was a lot of people yelling. It was, yeah, it was a lot. But
it was a lot.
People were just like very
Why
vocal
were they yelling?
In the theater.
Just
like
sometimes
responding
you get a bad
to
theater.
The, like what was happening on screen. I was like,
okay.
What is going on? And then, yeah, I saw John Wick last night.
Dude, speaking of a lot of yelling, though, I wanted to bring this up on Internet Explorers, and I totally fucking forgot. But somebody has footage of this where they went to go see Detective Pikachu. Did I tell you about this?
No.
They went to see Detective Pikachu. They were one of the only adults that were there alone.
Mm-hmm.
Families everywhere. Moms, mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. watching this. The trailer for Chucky, for Child's Play, comes on.
Why?
And everyone's like, better. What the fuck? The trailer for It 2 comes on.
No.
And they're like, what the fuck's going on? And he has like Snapchat footage of them that he was just getting because he's like, this is fucking hilarious because people just get up and leaving. The movie starts, and instead of it being Detective Pikachu, it was La Llorona.
Oh my God.
And you just see footage of these families getting up screaming, dude, like leaving, like, like just trying to get the kids out.
That's so fucking funny. I'd be like, no, we're sitting through this. This daddy needs this.
So fucking funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that is really funny.
Joey, so anyway, did you like John Wick 3?
I loved John Wick
3. Yeah. Would you say it's the best John Wick?
I think it's the best John Wick. That other movie was Unlawful Entry, by the way, with Ray
Liotta. Thank you. Thank you.
This, I think, is my favorite John Wick movie, which, I mean, not that hard because there's only three. I like the later John Wick movies for the same reason I like the later Purge movies of it builds up the rest of the world and you get to see what that looks like. I think they introduced some really interesting characters. If you like John Wick 1 and 2,
you recommend getting your ass up and going to theaters, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you can't, like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about it earlier. John Wick 1 is not even a subtle or thinly veiled movie. It's just an action movie. They knew exactly what it was going to be. They even have a self-aware joke of what gets him into the action, which is just someone kills his dog, which is like the silliest fucking thing you could possibly do. But the fact that they realized they had a little something, and then in 2 is where it actually, I think, gets actually pretty fascinating.
Totally.
Because they're starting to build that world of the Continental out and all the different like syndicates and like different styles of assassins. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see this movie. Very excited.
There's some really cool, obviously, action set pieces in it. Some really cool cinematography shots of different like areas that they were filming and stuff like that. I'm like really excited to see it again.
Good. I think I can't wait for you to inevitably to dive down the John Wick.
I'm upset that I'm just late on it. I was trying to catch up.
You're definitely not late on it.
Did not happen.
You're definitely not late. You can watch.
Yeah, but you know me, dude. If I don't see the movie fucking Thursday night when it comes out, I'm not part of the conversation. If I'm not part of the convo, why is the convo even happening?
It's not happening.
I wish I could drop a mic right now.
Don't do it.
Just drop it. Throw it. They're
expensive mics.
Throw it against the screen. We don't need that screen.
Oh my God. It's already having issues.
Yeah.
Cool, Joey. Keep going to movies. Keep taking me with you.
I developed a new scale that I'm very proud of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
See, stream, or skip.
Okay.
I think that's a good.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good solid. It's a three-finger scale.
That's a good three-tiered scale.
But it's different.
Arguably, people are saying it's a better three-finger scale.
No one's saying that.
I read that online.
Yeah.
You read that.
Joey, I'd give you the top finger. I'd give him the middle finger.
Wow. I'll take any finger you want to give me, big guy.
I saw a couple other things. I saw Raising Kratos, the documentary made by PlayStation.
I keep wanting to watch that.
That is like 2 hours long. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it. It goes through like when Santa Monica had their layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very real. Like, and it's interesting also seeing like our friend
Corey.
Yeah. So no.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Every once in a while, you have this moment. Where,
I understand
like,
that
you look like you didn't remember.
I know Corey Barlog. Okay. Barlog.
There you go.
You got it.
It was really cool. That's on YouTube, free to watch in the U.S. I don't know how
that's good. The world you works. Liked it. I'm excited for it.
And
I think me and G are gonna watch it.
Last thing I watched, Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you texted trailer me at approximately 1:45 yesterday saying, I'm up watching Samurai Jack.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a random text.
No,
we were talking.
We were texting, but like, I was like, all right, 1:45, little SJ action.
Well,
okay.
I was putting together screencast news, reading some stuff, and yesterday was an unfortunate day for many different reasons.
Good Samurai Jack. How does it hold up? Well, you watch a new Samurai Jack?
No, I started from the beginning because in Adult Swim, it's all available.
For
you
free,
just go and watch it, yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah. So go to Adult Swim if you want to watch Samurai Jack. Dude, the first episode is so incredible. I think I watched like 4 episodes. They're all really good. Can't wait to jump back in it. It's amazing. I missed Samurai Jack and I didn't remember how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never got into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see you fucking with Samurai Jack.
Like, I wanted to. I just never hit for me, honestly. I tried watching it. I want to say it was... Maybe it's always been some streaming service. It was available, and I was like, I'm gonna watch through these. And I got through like two episodes. I'm like, it's just not for me. I don't think. Mm. But I love that style, and I love Genndy Tartakovsky. I think that's how you say his last Tartakovsky. I think
might
is how you say
help later.
Yeah. I love that style, and obviously, you know, if you're not a big Dexter's Laboratory fan or Laboratory fan, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Dial M for Monkey. Best thing that's ever happened. Best thing that's ever happened. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I do. I mean, I do. I love Dexter's Lab, but like, I don't exactly remember. And it's weird.
There was a character in Dexter's Lab called the Monkey.
Yeah.
That was a superhero.
Yeah, and he
was
like an M, right?
Yeah. And it was one of those weird, like, you know, because it was, they always thought that they had that, and then they had the Infraggable Croc, the Super Friends sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they would always cut to those side stories. And I'm like, they need to make a Dial M for Monkey series. It's genius. And he was genius.
I just don't remember the music.
I'm going to pull it up for you.
It was great. Don't.
No, I'm doing it.
Because we're moving on to housekeeping.
Just move on.
Yeah. Patreon producers, we have none still. If you want us to not be sad and say no names now, you could go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and support there. Also, Greg and Tim are going to Florida.
We are.
Meet and greet info still incoming?
Still incoming. We're working it out. Mm-hmm. This deal came together very late. So we know for sure if you are a Full Sail Hall of Fame attendee, next week from Tuesday to Thursday, we are doing a meet and greet on Wednesday from 1 to 2. We know that for sure. It's Full Sail. It's at the thing. Look at the schedule. If you're going to that, you'll be able to meet me, Greg, and Adam Kovic from Funhouse/Inside Gaming. We are also doing a meet and greet for everybody. Still don't have the info. Stay tuned to Kind of Funny Vids Twitter, my Twitter, and Greg's Twitter for more info.
Mm-hmm.
But we're aiming for Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. This show is brought to you by our sponsors, Liquid IV and Upstart, but more about that later.
For now, let's listen to some Dial M from Monkey.
I don't even know if they can hear that, Nick.
But you guys can. This is a great show.
It's a great show. Can they hear it? You shall never become anything more than a mere monkey. Monkey, this is Agent Honeydew. I forgot about Agent Honeydew.
Come on, son. As a former Trumpet player,
you were stoked.
You
gotta
get hyped on that shit.
As a former Trumpet player, how do you not love Speed Racer, the movie?
Stop. Please don't bring this up.
I love the theme.
Go.
All right, now it's time for some news.
Cool Gray doesn't know.
Yeah, Cool Gray doesn't know. No, so no, normally news. There's some. There's
I'll
a
do
little,
it. I'll do it.
Hey, it's the news. You got it. You nailed it.
I fucking crushed it.
Starting with some really unfortunate, sad news for me. Amazon has canceled the tick. The tick creator.
You kind of saw this coming though. They fucked up the tick.
No, they didn't. What are you talking? Oh, by splitting it up.
I think the second season came out
totally whole.
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't watch it.
I think it just lost momentum, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think
the marketing of this was just very, very not done well. Amazon still needs to get their shit together when it comes to like building hype for their series. And I just think they just didn't do it very well. I started watching the second season. I'm like, I get it. Like, it's more tick. It's fun.
Yeah.
But there's just something about that show that just could not keep my attention. And it's unfortunate. I know.
That's too bad.
I was all in for that first half of that first season.
Yeah.
And then once it dropped out, I'm like, oh. So the problem with streaming services is you give me a little bit of space for a new show to creep in, that might take over. And right now, it's all about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So an old show.
Terry loves his yogurt.
I don't know what that means.
Terry loves his yogurt.
Soda. Kevin, I've been working on this, workshopping it throughout this show. Does it tick you off that they offed the tick?
Oh. Someone got sleep last night. Someone got sleep last night.
This is zero sleep, Tim. It's the best, Tim. Well, moving on to a slightly better news. Honey, I Shrunk the Kid reboot. Shrunk.
Get your fucking
in
potassium.
In the works with Josh Gad to star. I thought this was very, very like poignant for us because we've been talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kid the whole week.
Universe, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I missed out on all these Honey,
no,
I Shrunk the Kids
conversations.
You've
been there for most of them.
Liquid IV. Sponsor.
Oh.
It's like talks about potassium and I keep going off
yes,
my diet.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Honey,
you're absolutely
shrunk
right.
Ourselves.
You're absolutely right.
The Rick Moranis classic.
Here's the deal with this. Okay. Love Josh Gad, but... it's a hot take. And Josh, if you're watching, I apologize for this next statement.
Joshy G.
I don't love him as a lead. I don't know that
he's been a lead in anything else.
I don't, not that I can think of, and I don't necessarily want it. I feel like he is like a Rebel Wilson style, like really great in small doses, but as a lead, I think he's going to be might run the risk of being a little annoying.
Here's the thing, though. What does being a lead in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kid
That's
movie
the thing.
Mean?
Do you guys want to hear the synopsis of the story?
The lead of the movie. You know
first
what
off,
I mean?
First, no. You stop. Fucking Rick Moranis carried that movie.
And
okay?
Carried
just
that
like
movie.
He carried all of Ghostbusters and all of every fucking movie he's ever been in. You ever seen Canadian Bacon? No. What's the one I'm thinking of?
Kentucky Fried Chicken? No, that's not
fuck,
it either.
I lost it. I was going to make
no
a joke.
Worries.
Damn
Slims.
It. No, which one is it?
So good Rick morning, Vietnam.
Where the Canadian, like, do they drink beer? Fucking doesn't matter. Someone will
beer fest?
No, what the fuck is
that?
Strange Brew. Thank you, DJ Kenta.
Okay. No, we haven't seen Strange Brew.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. What else do we got here?
Well, real quick. The synopsis for the movie is that, let me see. The plan is the movie to be set.
So it's a movie.
Yeah. Set about three decades after 1989 original, with Gad set to play the grown-up version of the scientist and inventor Wayne
Selinsky.
Selinsky.
Thank you.
Son. Nick Selinsky.
Yeah. So Nick did not, if this is the case, didn't age that well. Because he was a, you know, he was a cute
really
little
mean.
Boy, and Josh
really
Gad is not taking care of himself. What I love about this is they use this, they say this is positioned as a Lego sequel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is really
which
weird.
Which used to be called a sequel.
Yeah.
We don't have to, but I understand
well,
that it's
they're erasing,
years later.
They're erasing some stuff, I think, too.
Is that what it is?
Like, probably ignoring.
Like, where the kid goes nuts and beats up all of Las Vegas when they blew up the kid.
Well, interesting you remember away? That. Interesting you remember
I
that.
I hated that movie.
Did you?
Really?
It's one of those, it's one of the.
It's a giant baby walking around.
Let me tell you.
It's really cool.
Movie. If it's, there's never been a better reason to not have kids than watching that movie. Okay. That just goes to show you that if kids were bigger, they would be the biggest nuisance on the fucking planet. Thank God they're small.
But who saves the day? The teenagers in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because
the stupid ass adults shrunk themselves. They had to get the kid potassium.
Everyone's got to get I don't even think I saw that one. Is that the third
There's
one?
There's no way you saw it.
Yeah.
Yes, it
that's
was
the third one, yeah.
I stopped after ourselves. The giant toddler was like shitting all over the place. I'm like, I can't do
I
this.
Think the
I
third
think
one might have been might have been a direct to like
VHS.
VHS.
Was it?
I think so.
Can you look up Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves?
I doubt it. Because
it
out
like recast everyone because it was like, I want to say because
yeah, Rick Moranis at that point had retired, right?
Yeah.
Let's get the deets on this.
He's back now,
Rick
right?
Moran,
he's
important for a deep I don't know. I heard he was coming back, but I haven't seen
Rick
him anywhere.
Rick Moran is 100% in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
No, he's in it, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah dude.
He's in
oh,
it.
Excuse me. I'm
1997.
Sorry. I thought it was totally different. I thought we had a Home Alone 3 situation.
No, he's there. He's in it. Maybe I did see this. Man, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Classic.
I'll give all three classic status. Haven't seen any of them in 20 years. Doesn't matter. Classics.
I wonder if you could watch anywhere, any of them anywhere. So are you guys interested in this potential movie coming
no.
out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The
yeah.
fact that it's happening.
It's
sure.
cool, right?
That.
I just, yeah, I don't want to talk shit about Josh Gad. I like Josh Gad. I just like Josh Gad in very small doses.
Yeah. It seems like this.
Even some of the stuff I see when he's like posting behind the scenes videos, I'm like, that's enough. I'm good.
Well, it seems
that's
the storyline is very much going to follow the Honey, We Shrunk the Kids, where he shrinks his kids by accident.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're going to get a limited amount of Gad in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll cast some hot teenagers to be his kids.
You think there's going to be some fucking scary ass scorpions?
You think people have like
scorpions
just exposed
so
thigh? Will there be exposed thigh?
Did the
think?
Scorpion kill the ant?
Thigh. Yeah, dude.
That shit was terrifying.
But like, why
yeah,
would it,
the fucking ant dies?
You, no, I understand
terrifying.
That the ant.
Why is there a scorpion
but,
in
like,
the backyard?
Would a scorpion really kill an ant? I feel like a scorpion much larger
you know,
than an ant.
Let's move on. I'm too scared.
Ant was big.
Okay. Our next news story, a very interesting one. Saw reboot coming from Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Now here's the thing.
Whoa.
You say a very interesting one. I feel. That there's been a trend. Mm-hmm, now, can mm-hmm, you say there's mm-hmm. a trend based on one other
just,
movie
yeah,
franchise doing
yeah.
this? No, but we recently saw with Halloween, we got the mm-hmm. reboot from Danny McBride.
Yep.
Did any of us see that coming? No.
No.
Did any of us expect it to be good? No. Well, was it good? Yes.
Was it technically Danny McBride that brought us that, or did he just write on it a little bit?
I believe he wrote on it.
I think
I don't know how much.
Too.
Did he produce it?
Yeah, I think that was a Danny
on
McBride
the
spectacular.
God, he's so good.
He made that shit happen.
He's so funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Saw... Very near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm,
love
mm-hmm.
the franchise for what it is. Understand there's more bad movies than good movies. And some behind-the-scenes yeah. drama with mm-hmm. Carrie Hughes. Is that how you say his name? made the franchise worse.
Gary Elwes.
Elwes made the franchise worse for sure.
That's the main dude, right?
The main dude in the first movie comes back in the last movie as the doctor, but it would have been way more poignant if he came back in like the fourth movie. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
What was the beef between them?
He was mad about how much money he made from Saw One and the way that they treated his character's legacy in the future movies. Doesn't matter. He was like, fuck you. And then he came back for money in Saw 3D, the final chapter.
Did the 3D add a lot?
When they blew up Saw, really? Did the Jaws come at you like in Jaws 3D?
A lot, yes. Cool. Many Jaws.
So many Jaws.
But yeah, I love Saw. The last Saw movie, Jigsaw, that just came out, that it wasn't a reboot. It was like one of those weird semi-legacy sequel things.
Yeah.
But it did take all of them into consideration. There was references to many of the movies. I enjoyed it for what it was because it definitely was a targeted, hey, it's Halloween time, watch a dumb movie. And it references a bunch of things that you grew up with. But I'm not surprised that we're not getting a sequel to that. Getting a full reboot could be interesting.
It doesn't sound like it's a full reboot. It sounds like it's also one of these legacy things where it's going to be in that universe many years later.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what's more interesting, though, is that Chris Rock, who has only ever really done comedic stuff, he's dipped a little bit into like a little bit more dramatic stuff, but is now going is taking a page out of Jordan Peele's book and is like, I'm going to try horror and see if I can bring something into this. I'm interested, sort of.
I'll see any Saw movie for sure.
From the articles I've read, it sounds like he's the one that's like really pushing to make this thing happen.
And that's
like,
how good things happen. Yeah. It's like people that care, wanting to do things correctly.
Especially guys that have as much like power as Chris Rock does. He might be able to actually pull something cool out of his ass.
Saw is a very interesting premise, and I feel like there's a lot of cool movie stuff that they can do with it, especially if they don't just go full into torture porn as the only selling point for it.
I think that we're over that.
And that's what I'm saying is I feel like we can make a Saw movie.
The Hostel really pushed us past that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Human Centipede. Human Centipede went into a bad place with all that stuff. But I think there could be something cool here. A trailer that we watched that we were going to do in Trailer Talk, but I want to bring up here is The Prodigal Son, which is some new show coming out on Fox. A lot of Saw elements going on here. Main character is Jesus from The Walking Dead. And I'm like, I like that actor. Seeing him here, I'm not going to watch the show. No fucking chance in hell. But
I thought that the premise was good on the show.
It was cool.
Where it's
this dad is a serial killer known as The Surgeon. And he's
played by what the fuck's his name? So I keep going.
He's been killing people, doing stuff. And he gets caught by the cops when his son is about, 7 or 8. And this is the story of his son grown up. Gets involved with the cops and they start solving crimes and shit. The crimes bring him back to his serial killer dad. And it is revealed that the serial killer dad's kind of been orchestrating all this stuff. And I'm like, I love shit like that. But I would have loved that in a movie. I don't need a TV show of it. And hey, if Chris Rock Saw can give me some of that feeling.
Machine.
I guess that's what I'm talking about. It doesn't need to be this torture porn-esque shit.
Right.
It could just be serial killer things and putting people in fucked up situations. And they did that in this movie where he had to chop off someone's hand because he was locked up attached to a bomb. In the trailer
for Prodigal Son.
But here's the thing. It's a Fox show, so it's not going to go there. Secondly...
Well, it did.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It did. Like, in the trailer, we see...
But they're not going to be able to do it with the same level
You want to see the blood, you sicko.
I don't.
Oh, I just want to be able to jack off onto it, but...
Jesus Christ. No. God. Did not expect him to say that.
I don't know what you do. Quick. No, but honestly, if this... When I saw this was a Fox show, I was like, oh, that's unfortunate, because you can only do so much on network television. It started, I was like, oh, cool, maybe this will be a Netflix movie. And then so two disappointing things. It's not a movie. It's a show, which I'm like, great. They're going to run this into the ground because spoilers like that relationship will only be as fun for so far. It's fucking Silence of the Lambs, basically.
Option one, it doesn't do well and is canceled before it ends. Option two, it does well and they make too many seasons.
Way too many seasons.
There's no other option on network television.
Yeah, I was excited when I saw it. I was like, oh, this could be a cool psychological thriller movie, like 2-hour movie on Netflix. Once I found out it was a show on Fox, I'm like, nah, I don't need this at all. It's not going to be good. Fox hasn't made a good show since Fringe. Done.
I can't argue against that. Damn.
Whoa!
All right. So we are excited for more Saw. Moving on to our next story. Bond 25 suspends shooting after Daniel Craig has injured his leg on set.
This has happened before.
Apparently, I didn't realize this. Yeah. So another line I have here is, Craig has endured all manner of injuries ever since he took the mantle of Agent 007. getting two teeth knocked out during his first stunt scene in Casino Royale, slicing off a fingertip and tearing a shoulder muscle in Quantum of Solace, and injuring his knee during a fight scene in 2015 Spectre.
He has 24 of them. He has 9 extra. He has 2 knees. He's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
You only need one knee to survive. It's like a kidney. The thing about this is, like, he's complained before about, this is one of the reasons why he wanted to exit the series, was because he was like, this is a very physical role. He likes to get into it. He likes to do some of the stunts and a lot of the fight stuff himself. And it's hard, and he's not getting any younger. So it's just one of those things where it's unfortunate when injuries like this happen. You know, injury like that happened on Mission Impossible 6. Tom Cruise took it and was like, fuck it. We're still going to make this movie gold.
And he nailed it. He nailed it so hard.
Was it 6? Is Fallout 6? Yeah. Do I think that Bond has a shot in hell of being as good as Mission Impossible Fallout 6 or Fallout? No, probably not. But here's the deal. Just give us the title and let us know who's doing the song. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. And we'll all just pretend like the movie's good when it comes out.
Well, that's what they did with the last one.
Yeah,
the
sure.
The song's going to be by Ellie Goulding. And the title is going to be Injuries of the Phoenix.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Injuries of the Phoenix.
That's actually, they might get Ellie Goulding for it. That'd be amazing. Let's get Sam Smith again. That was a fun song. Whoa. I'm Sam Smith.
Anyway, there's no news on whether it's been delayed or not. He sprained his ankle. He'll be fine. That's what it sounds like reading the.
He rolled his ankle running. It's fine. Yeah. It happens.
They like flew him to the U.S. though. I would imagine they were in the Caribbeans. They were going to start filming on.
Yeah, because this is all supposed to be in Jamaica, right?
Monday. Yeah.
And they were just like, London. We can't find one doctor that can do an X-ray on your ankle. We got to fly you to America. I'm like, just pick me to the fucking hospital. It's fine.
I'm sure this movie is still going to be great.
We'll see.
Yeah. And our last news story, kind of a big one. Disney has full operational control of Hulu now.
They'll find a fully operational Death Star.
So much bullet points to this one.
Yeah.
Give it to me, Kat. All
right. So Disney announced in a press release that the Walt Disney Company now has operational control of Hulu. Effective immediately, Disney and the Comcast has entered something called a put-call agreement through which Comcast can require Disney to buy NBC's Universal interest. Essentially, over the next couple of years, Disney will be buying Comcast's shares.
Yeah, and so this is a very similar situation to what Disney did with Spider-Man, with Sony Pictures to get him in the MCU, where it's a deal that might not necessarily be financially advisable right now. It's just building for a future, and it's investing in properties and characters and being able to just fully be able to control what they're doing with the streaming platforms. I am interested to see how this all shakes out. Does this mean that we're going to get a resurgence of Marvel TV shows on Hulu? Like, if they're going to bring back Punisher and Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
But the thing is, they can't for several years, right? Because Netflix had a deal where they can't be published anywhere else.
But new ones, though.
But I think that those characters are under an IP like lock for the next 3 years.
I don't think they are.
I'm pretty sure they are. Nick, you look at chat, see what they're saying?
Isn't that what they're doing with Ghost Rider? They're bringing him to Hulu. So that's the same
thing. But Ghost Rider's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not from any of the Netflix shows, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So whenever this is done, Disney is going to have 93% controlling stake of Hulu. So they just virtually own all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder what this is actually going to mean, you know, because with Disney Plus and Hulu, I feel they're not going to merge them for a while.
Yeah.
At some point, why wouldn't they?
But because you can charge people for two platforms. Or charge them more to get like a bundle package. Yeah, you know what I mean? Why charge people once when you can charge them twice?
That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why have one Patreon?
When you can have two.
Are you moving on from news, or are we talking about the Batman stuff?
That's our big story for today. Cool. Yeah. There was another little news story that I combined with it, which is the Hollywood Reporter conducted a survey of 2,200 people, basically asking them, once Star Wars, Disney movies, and
MCU movies
are off Netflix, will they continue to have Netflix, or are they planning to move on to Disney Plus? something like 30, or I think, I believe it was 22% of them were like, yeah, we're gonna move. We're going to get rid of Netflix because it's just, then it's just the, basically the originals.
Yeah.
Which to me, I don't believe survey numbers.
It's an empty threat.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Because making that decision is much harder than like.
Yeah. And again, you know? I'm sure Netflix is understanding where they're at and mm-hmm. where this is going, and they're going to lose a big, you know, a lot of, the onus is going to be on them to provide more original programming for people mm-hmm. to stay on the platform. That's always how it's going to go. And guess what? Competition is good. Breeds excellence.
Patriot Act is another thing I watched this week. It's mm-hmm. back.
That's the Hassan Redding show.
It made its return. Another great episode, man. You know, so damn good. I hate that weekend. They're calling it Volume 3, though, because it makes me feel like they're trying to, like...
Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
Just
no, get ready.
Get out of it.
Ready to close it out. That makes me feel like.
Oh, well.
Like, here they are, the four volumes that,
it's
you know.
It's doing super fucking well, though. Like, I keep seeing articles where Netflix is talking about it being a success for the weekly format.
It's interesting that... It's very difficult to know how well things are doing other than like looking at Netflix and Netflix being like, yeah, this one's doing good. And if they don't talk about it, I guess it's doing bad. But how good is good? So basically with Hulu, the idea is that the NBC Universal Library TV shows will probably slowly start trickling away. Mm-hmm. So this probably won't affect anyone for the next several months, but eventually shows and series that you're used to seeing there will probably start going over Netflix. Not Netflix, but probably Comcast's streaming service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they have that too.
Yeah. Oh, everyone right. That's great. That's what we need. Yeah. I need more Comcast. I need Comcast to evolve like Brainiac and keep coming back. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Do you guys have any interest in like ending your subscription to Netflix?
No.
Yeah.
As long as the services keep giving me stuff that I like, I'm going to subscribe to them. And right now, Hulu, Netflix, and Disney Plus when it comes out, they're all giving me things that, me or Gia, things that like we need. Mm-hmm. You know, HBO is another one where it's like right now there's stuff that we're watching. If there's not, then I'm done.
I know. And this is the thing, right? You guys heard me rage against CBS All Access for a very, very long time. They got me finally with... they got me on the platform watching Discovery because season one and season two are good. And now motherfucking hype for Picard. Did you see that shit? Did you see the screenshot that came out of it?
So that's not a news story I decided to put in here, but I figured
it was a fucking monster.
Because it's
chat. Boo him, chat. If you're leaving a comment on this video, just boo Kevin for that.
The news story
hate life.
That new Star Trek Picard show is going to be called Star Trek Picard.
But we saw a picture of him as Picard. There was an actual screenshot, and we get the logo, and it looks like you would imagine Picard to be in the font of Star Trek. It's awesome. I'm fucking jacked for this.
I'm excited for it. I'm going to wait till it happens. I enjoyed the shit out of Discovery, and CBS All Access is something we don't want, but we have to want it. You know,
It's unfortunate, and I really, 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 really wish that was folded into a different service, but... Man,
they've got good stuff on there.
CBS uphill battle, and they fucking nailed it.
Yeah,
Discovery's great.
And from the I think I watched the first.
My
three
wife's
episodes
watching the Good Fight or whatever it is, which Twilight is the sequel Zone. To The Good Wife, which is like,
is it? There's a sequel.
They did spin-off. A sequel series, spinoff series, only on CBS All Access. She likes it.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, good for that, man. Yeah. Make good content, and guess what? You'll get my fucking money. Yeah. It's weird,
but like I kind of like that. Things are going to consolidate a little bit more. Like, I know it sucks to have less options and lose TV shows from one of these platforms, but like, I hate having to pay for all these things.
I know. It sucks. Yeah. It sucks.
And to be fair, I don't really pay for a lot of these.
Well,
I'm saying like, you know, we use
people sharing things. They know that's going to happen.
Which is not great, but yeah, I'm sure they're going to stop
for
that.
Season one of Discovery.
I actually bought the whole thing.
Yes, well, you
and
should.
I wish I had bought a physical copy.
You put money in Anthony Rapp's pocket, and he's a friend of the show. That's how it goes. I don't know. Yeah. What are we talking about now?
Well, now it's
you forgot to talk about Picard. Yeah, you're a monster. Sorry.
Well, now it's time for some ads. Our first ad is Liquid IV. Liquid IV is the fastest, most effective way to stay hydrated. Trying to drink more water, Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more effectively than water alone. With an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and everyone's favorite, B12. Liquid IV can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Andy has been using it, and he's never felt more hydrated. He loves it. He uses it on his stream. He was drinking it next to me yesterday. Just kept talking about how delicious and hydrated he felt. Liquid IV is a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. No artificial flavors or preservatives. Contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Like the kids from that one movie we keep talking about. Tim, help me out.
Honey, we shrunk ourselves. The kids needed potassium. The adults were tiny.
Yeah.
They haven't a lot of trouble getting into them. They had to get the banana. But
if
guess
they
what?
Had if they liquid had liquid IV, it would have been way easier. Way easier.
They just went to the refrigerator and then somehow like got a giant marker and then just drawn liquid IV and people would have known what to
and
do.
They would have known exactly what to do. Liquid IV helps prevent jet lag when traveling, TSA friendly, and is perfect for on-the-go travelers. Helps to keep your skin hydrated while flying, can be used before, during, and after flights. Andy loves Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, you can get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use code KFMS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter my promo code KFMS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, KFMS. Don't wait. Stay properly hydrated.
Stay hydrated, y'all. What's up next, Kev?
I don't like your voice coming from off screen. It freaks me out. Upstart. As most of you have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Sky-high interest rate can make it incredibly hard for you to break out of the revolving debt cycle. Thankfully, now the Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit cards. Growing up, one of Tim's friends had a lot of issues with credit card and it's his true. Credit score. And it is really hard to get out of.
But the thing is, with this could really help a lot because it looks at your education, it looks at your job experience, and that stuff can really, you know, improve your score when your credit score is not that great.
They make it fast and simple and easy to check out your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit. The best part, once your loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. That's the next day. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/morning.
You did it. You got through them.
Okay.
You know, you had moments of nailing it. You had other ones too.
There was a point where Greg came in here and I was like, we come back and Greg's just sitting there. That's going to be really funny. And then I started laughing internally and I had to stop it. It was really difficult. And now Greg's not even here. You know? No. Where's Nick?
Was he ever here? He's coming.
No, there's no rush. Take your time. I like it without Nick, you know?
Can what? You want food?
Yeah, sure. What are we getting?
Squalling Gobble.
Oh, nice pants, dude.
Thanks. I'm just going to bring this on because it's having...
No, I just want the same thing you get. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you get?
Except for the bean sprouts. Don't give me no bean sprouts. What are we laughing at?
What are we talking about?
Now it's time for trailer talk, but Nick's going to take his time ordering.
It's okay. What's our trailers? Yeah, Let's talk about them.
The first trailer is
Why are you guys always trying to be all uptight?
The first trailer is Primal.
Primal.
It's a short one by the creators of Samurai Jack. Mm-hmm. That's actually the reason why I started watching Samurai Jack.
Real quick, everybody watching at home, look at Nick's pud.
Oh, yeah, it's good. This is not connected.
Do you mean his crotch?
This here we go, got it.
Primal looks awesome.
Yeah, right. We got a tiny clip of it. There's not too much info.
All I needed to see. I love how just visceral it is, and like it looks fucked up. I love the amount of animals that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Those wolves with the fangs. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go, dude.
It's cool.
Dinosaurs are dope. Always
seeing that art style like look pretty is really cool too.
Yeah,
I haven't watched the newer seasons.
The HDification
Samurai Jack, but I'm very excited to get there someday.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Definitely cool. Yeah.
Ben?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love that style. Mm-hmm. His style is cool. And they had me at the shot of him stabbing a dinosaur in the head with a tooth. It's fucked up.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, moving on to the...
And that's coming to Adult Swim?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Next trailer, Black Mirror Season 5.
Yo. Dude, I've tried watching Black Mirror on two different occasions, and I've enjoyed it. But it's just so dark
fucked up.
It puts me in a really hard, like... headspace.
Yeah.
But this trailer was great. Like, this next season looks fucking awesome.
I think the craziest part of this trailer, 3 episodes in this next season.
That's what sells me on this. I'm just like, all right, I've only seen a handful.
6 normally.
I know, but it's like, it's too overwhelming for me. You know how I am. But when people recommend specific episodes, I've seen a handful of them, and I've liked all the ones that I've watched.
Mm-hmm.
But this, to me, I'm like, oh, cool, you're really selling me on this, because I'll watch at least 2 of these.
Yeah.
But I liked the premise of all 3, and also the cast, fantastic. I know that Black Mirror's had a bunch of pretty famous actors.
This is their most famous actors.
This is definitely,
actors.
I feel, a direct attack on Twilight Zone, where it's like, guess what, motherfuckers, we can do it too. Miley Cyrus, you kidding me?
Yeah, boy.
Anthony Mackie, let's fucking go.
We won't stop.
The Black Ranger from the Power Rangers reboot?
Yeah. The guy that played
Lin,
I forget the actor's name, but he was in a Bond movie and also played Moriarty in Sherlock. He's fucking awesome. He's a great actor.
Great cast. I love it.
I know.
We got
You know what's I mean, it's good about
Palm?
What's Palm? Oh, Palm Clementif. She's in it?
Yeah. Oh, she's Mantis.
Ryan
Adventures.
Like, no, I got it.
Yeah, like that was that line from Endgame where he's like, "I lost people to like
the girl with the antennas."
The girl with the antennas. He's
very good. Very good. This looks really cool.
Yeah.
Very excited for it to come out. Interesting that it's 3 seasons, but like, dude, Netflix doing some experiments.
But that's the thing about Black Mirror that's great is they're all just, it's an anthology. Like, you just jump in and watch whatever one you want. That it doesn't matter.
There was, this is the only episode now that I haven't watched of Black Mirror, the last episode of season 4, where they kind of hinted at being more interconnected than people thought.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of inside stuff going in there, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It's cool, and if I'm in the mindset for that, maybe I'll drop in, but to be honest, it's scary.
I mean, like, that's a very true thing where it's like, it's hard to watch. Like, I have watched episodes and been like,
it's twisted.
I'm going to turn this off and I'm going to be sad for a little while because it's really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to our next trailer, Midsommar.
I'm not watching this movie. It's fucked up. It's going to be a fucked up.
It's going to be so messed up.
This trailer
not as good as the first
unsold
one.
Me.
Yeah. Really?
The first one. Yeah. The first one, I was like, they're nailing this vibe. Yeah. This one, I'm kind of like, oh, this feels a little tropier than I'm used to from this director.
Well, also,
Ari Astad.
Sure. Did it throw you off at all? Because the first trailer was weird and eerie and didn't really set up the world too much. You just know that there's a group of teens that are going to this weird Scandinavian
event. We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. It happens once every 90 years or whatever.
It's really cool.
There's some psychedelics involved. Maybe everyone fucks each other at the end. Hot, right? This trailer starts giving backstory. The guy wants to break up with the girl. And I'm like, oh, man, this already looks just too long. And I don't care about these people's relationships. And it's the same reason why I'm glad I'm not a millennial anymore. Just let it go, you know?
I did like the idea that they're going to this festival thing and that they are going to dress and act a certain way.
Because
it's like, I didn't like the idea from the first trailer. I'm like, where the fuck are they? Like, what's going on? But this is like, oh, they're playing pretend. Cool. I buy that. I mean, I'm still in because Hereditary was fantastic.
So good.
I feel like this is going to be very good as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, this trailer wasn't as hooky for me.
Interesting. I enjoyed the trailer quite a bit.
Yeah.
I got real chatter.
Like, you can stop being a millennial. I meant I'm not young anymore is what I meant. Which is, I'm glad about that. Because
I thought that you had done some treatment.
No.
Some like online thing you'd figured out.
Although depending on, don't worry about it. Let's move on.
You are a millennial. Stop trying to pretend you're not.
You can't just spread out millennial all the way to like 1973.
It's weird. It's weird, but that's what you are.
Am I a millennial?
Superstar. Yeah.
Does that mean I can start saying V everything?
You already do, and it's upsetting.
Can I start saying I'm feeling all the feels?
Dude, let me tell you this.
Say it non-ironically like I just did.
A trailer that we didn't watch, and it was more of a clip.
Boo-choo, boo-choo.
But it was from the upcoming Aladdin live-action movie, and it was the Prince Ali song.
Yep.
And it's Will Smith live-action.
I've stopped watching it because I want to enjoy them.
Doesn't matter. point I need to make is Will Smith. I'm all in on this. It's different. It's fun. It's not going to take away my enjoyment from the original. Such a different vibe. Whereas just watching Aladdin, Robin Williams is so boisterous and fun and whatever. Yeah. Will Smith is Will Smith. And there's something charming about that. But seeing him sing feels like Nick. It feels like Nick so much.
Oh, I'll
like,
take that.
To the fellas, to I the ladies, it. It's lit, it. Y'all. Like, it's so just, there's nobody that is as lame and cool simultaneously as Nick Scarpino yeah, and Will it. Smith.
Mm-hmm. No, Will Smith mm-hmm. is first much off, cooler.
Way than cooler than me. Yeah, Will
way
Smith.
Cool. It's not even
way
close.
Cooler than
yeah,
ever
but you're cool as
but I understand
too.
What you're talking about because it's like when you're, it, like, I, my goal in life is to nail the your dad's trying to be cool vibe. And I nailed it.
I'm really glad that you settled with that
although
goal.
You're definitely the uncle. Like, there's no
the
way
creepy
you're
creepy uncle.
No, not that I know of.
But like but the creepy fun uncle, right? Like, you don't somewhere. Know he's creepy until you get a little older.
And you're like, oh, he wanted to hang out with us because he had no friends. That's why he was Uncle Nick. Like, yeah. Uncle Nick had no friends, so he had to hang out with the young kids.
What's and, the next trailer?
And buy him marijuana.
Jesus Christ. Our next trailer, Rick and Morty season 4 release date. Trailer.
What a fucking crap trailer.
What?
Here's the thing.
You
I'm
don't
not
get
the
it.
Audience.
You don't
watch
get
the
it.
Show.
You don't get it.
I get that I don't get it.
I love
wow. I don't want to get it if that's the thing.
You do,
and I,
though.
I get that I'm being
you
a hater
do.
Right now. I totally
I'm
know.
I'm telling you.
I totally know. What the hell was that?
The comedy is...
I don't get Rick and Morty.
The comedy is very similar to I Think You Should Leave.
Okay.
Where it's kind of random, mm-hmm. and it's... But it's good. It's Rick and Morty... Became one of my favorite cartoons of all time very quickly.
This trailer, though.
This is their humor yeah. in, like, boiled down in the best way where, like...
And I'm sure this means a lot to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But as an outsider, I was like, this is bad. And again, that's like watching something 7 seasons in and being like, this is bad.
Imagine watching cool. Infinity War, you know, and just being like,
well, that's
I have no context
different.
Here.
Oh, you probably
Who are these guys? Why
it?
Is there a raccoon?
I don't get why people have superpowers. That's not realistic. Fuck you, Greg. Those are just two different sentiments.
Yeah,
I just
yeah,
want
no,
Greg to
know
he still
yeah.
sucks.
I'm super excited. Season 4, I have a little bit of news for this one. Season 4 will debut in November 2019, which is really cool.
Cool.
This year.
It's one of those series that I'm
that's,
like...
That's all we got from it. And they just said
that's
that...
That's all they need to do.
They said that 5 times in
yep.
different ways. That
it's the
got
best.
Progressively
I love
less
it.
Funny.
I love it so much.
It just reminds me of what I, Mike, would be on with a lot of caffeine and Adderall. You know what I mean? Just like skitsy a little bit.
The show is so good. And I'll never sit here and push stuff on you guys. You guys do your own
you
thing.
You
want
to do Adderall with
That's
me?
That's too... No.
Okay.
I don't want to do Adderall.
What are we talking about?
I'm just saying, like, if you have nothing to do and somehow access to Comedy Central... No, wait, where is it?
It's Comedy Central, I think. Oh.
No, Adult Swim. Adult Swim, yeah.
Which is Maybe? Comedy Central, right?
No. That's Cartoon Network.
Right.
Is it Cartoon Network
yep.
or is the other one? Yeah.
I don't fucking know anymore.
you guys should watch it.
I want
you guys
this.
Should watch it. It's really
good. I'm sure
really
I love
good.
It if I watch it. I'm sure if,
you,
if
wait,
I
we,
watch
we
it.
Watched, we watched four episodes together.
We watched two episodes together.
Oh.
I thought one was very funny.
Yeah.
And the dog one was
yeah.
very funny.
The first episode is, you know, it's the introductory
yeah.
episode.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Again, I get that I don't get it and that's fine. It's just watching this trailer. I was just like, wow. Like literally they could have done anything and people would be like, this is awesome.
It's so good. You're wrong. Oh, also
I see
the
perspective because I don't watch it.
I'm no,
like,
no,
this
I get
weird
it. Yeah.
As fuck, but I get if you've been following the show for a long time, how this could be really fun for you. I understand. That's what
I mean,
we're saying,
it's just
Chad,
it, it,
stop
it's,
being
it's their style of doing stuff. Where it's just so weird and like
yeah.
All they have to do is put a picture out, but like they do more. You know,
of course,
it has the date
slightly, yeah,
very, very slightly.
Mm-hmm.
They have been ordered 70 episodes. Last May. So we're going to have a
chat.
Lot.
We got Michael James 619 just saying, Tim is wrong.
You are wrong.
What am I wrong about?
I don't
about?
Like
what,
agree
what,
with
what
Michael James.
What am I wrong about?
That's a great trailer.
With what I'm saying.
That was a great trailer.
But what I'm saying is it's a great trailer to people that watch it. I'm saying
yeah.
it's not a great trailer for people that don't because
it's just, you have expectations
but,
of what a trailer should be.
So what Tim's saying is the trailer was not designed to appeal to people who have not watched the show, which I will agree with Tim on because I have not watched the show and I watched that and I was like, what the literal fuck was that? Like that did that. That was weird. It didn't make any sense to me.
Anybody that watched the show, I feel like they could have done literally anything and they'd get the same reaction.
Yeah.
The exact same reaction.
I guess so. I enjoyed it regardless.
I ain't wrong, Michael.
Movie.
Wait, do you want to pull a Nick Scarpino right now and just hate Rick and Morty with me?
No.
But you don't hate Rick and Morty.
But I'm willing to do that for Tim's sake if
no,
you want to just
I'm
do
sure
it.
I'm sure I'd like it if I watched it.
I'm willing. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't change. Like how that's lit. The slow smile you just gave me was so upsetting. You know me.
Yeah, let me tell you, brother, my tastes change with the fucking wind. If you want me to hate Rick and Morty for you right now, bro, I'll do that for you.
I've told you 3 times I don't.
All right. Let's quickly get to our big topic for this week.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck is happening with life?
Robert Pattinson.
Happening!
Nicholas Hoult, atop short list for Batman. Matt Reeves is getting close to naming his Batman, while reports declare that Twilight Saga star Pattinson had been set for Batman. Deadline hears that the filmmaker Warner Bros. Have not gotten to that place yet. Anyways. So the really clip.
The story is this.
I should edit it.
It's looking like our Pats might be the next Batman. Mm-hmm. They're saying Nicholas Hoult's still on the running for it. Deadline saying, oh, hold your horses, guys. We might get Nicholas Hoult. I like Nicholas Hoult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought Nicholas Hoult would be a great Bond as
Nicholas
well.
Nicholas Hoult is beast.
He's beast.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor. I think he's got a great look. And I think I think he could bring a lot potentially to the role of Batman. I don't think, having said that, I don't think he's right for it. Mm-hmm. And Robert, like, for some odd reason, Robert Pattinson is intriguing, but I don't think I've ever seen him in something where I think, wow, this guy has that nearly the acting chops that, like, Christian Bale has.
There's a new movie that just came out with him, like, in space that looks like it's super weird. It might be a movie I'm talking about later, but
he's done
remember.
A lot of indies since Twilight. I think it's sort of like when you've...
this is Redemption, right?
And, you know, yeah, it's sort of like when you've, like, done a lot of war crimes, and then you go back and you go, I'm just going to spend the rest of my life, like, donating to charities to try to make up for it, but in reality, there's really no making up for it because what you did was such
blood's
a big
on your
sin.
Hands, dude.
The blood's
on your hands.
Like, no matter how much you wash your hands off, still there, right?
Made
still
you
there.
Famous, but like at what cost?
Yeah, at the cost of everyone always remembering that you're going to be remembered for a sparkly vampire kid.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what you fucking did.
It sounded dumber when you said it than when I was thinking it. So good job on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anna Kendrick made it out.
I saw him
barely. She forgot about it. That's how...
Yeah, she'll never live that fucking down there. I saw him in a movie called...
yeah, she did.
That he was in with Charlie Hunan, where they go and... Did you see this? It was like the Lost City of Gold or Lost City of Z, I think is what it was.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
It was actually a good movie. He was actually good in it. And so it gave me a glimmer. Like, I haven't watched, like, I couldn't bring myself to watch a fucking R. Pattinson movie since after Twilight, but he was randomly in it. He wasn't leading it. So I was like, oh, that's Robert Pattinson, and he's disappearing in this role. So maybe he's a good actor. Who knows? Having said that, really weird that he's on the short list for Batman.
Here's the thing. I don't care. Like, yeah, throw him in there. Let's see what we can do. You know, subvert my expectations.
I have nothing against Robert at all. I feel like out of all the problems Twilight had, he was not one of them.
Okay,
like,
so you hate Rick and Morty and you love
what are you
Robert
fucking
Pattinson.
Fucking living
okay,
your
cool.
life the wrong way.
Yeah.
Why don't we just cast Kristen Stewart as Batman?
I don't have
she can't act her way
either.
Out of a fucking paper bag.
Her. Yeah, my problem is I just feel like I don't want to hear about this movie ever again. Just let it come out.
Oh man,
it's like how many times? I don't think that there's ever been a news story we've reported more on at Kind of Funny than Matt Reeves the Batman. You know,
it's true,
and it's just like so many changes, so many things happening.
But it's just,
is it going to be in the DCU? Is it not? Does anyone care? Who cares?
No one does.
If people do care, are they excited for this? Does this have the potential to be good? Yeah, it does. If they totally separate from everything, Robert Pattinson, I'm sure he could do fucking fine. When's this movie happening? When is the trailer happening? Is it going to happen? There's so many questions, and guess what? There's so many headlines for Deadline and Hollywood Reporter to write. Good
it's
for
true.
You.
But like, we should.
Are we going to have our headline of this be this? Probably.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
God, we are part of the problem.
We're That's not part true. Of the problem. We're part of the solution because we have to keep talking through this because they're ruining Batman.
That's the thing.
They're not ruining Batman.
That's the thing. Batman's
ruin hate Batman.
But like,
he's at an all-time low right now.
I don't think that anyone, like, I don't think it's possible to ruin Batman because there's so much good stuff.
Of course.
That comes before. But it does suck that, like, Batman kind of sucks. It sucks that, like,
Batfleck
is such a problem.
They have an opportunity with this movie to build hype, and they are not doing that, right? Do you guys remember when you first heard that Christopher Nolan was working on a Batman and Batman Begins with Christian Bale as Batman, and it was going to be like a real... Like you remember the hype behind that? We're like, oh, that's a fucking cool idea, right? Mm-hmm. We're coming off of the Joel Schumacher years. We were like, Batman,
some of
not
us
very
were
good.
Really, really small kids when they came out. And
sure.
We were like, oh, these are fun.
Hey, say what you will. You're allowed to be a fan of whatever bad movies you want. But it's just, why don't they get it? Why can't you need to build hype for this shit? It's almost like they need to watch yesterday's Internet Explorers and watch me and Tim react to the Phase 3 announcement. And like, that's how you do it. But yeah, like, but that, why is everything so disjointed?
That was also many years in, right? At that point, when did Phase 3, like how?
2014.
But how deep was that into the, so 5 years in? No.
Six.
All right. I actually didn't listen to your answer. Anyways, you know what I mean? Like, it takes time. It takes time for people to get there. You know, and it's the problem is they don't have time because they look.
Or it doesn't. Just put out Batman Begins. Just do it. That's all you need to do. Then, oh, it's successful. Do that again. Don't worry about making Dark Knight Rises. Worry about making Batman Begins.
That's true.
And that's why the Batman could do that.
Oh, it could do that. But what I'm saying is it doesn't. Like, you're talking about casting Robert Pattinson. Maybe Matt Reeves saw something in that audition or saw something when Matt was like, this is what I'm going to do. Matt Reeves is a very capable director. The Planet of the Apes series has no right being as good as it is. It's actually really fucking good, and it just got better as the movies went on. Like, War for the Planet of the Apes was always like, the only one why do I like this? It's actually it was good. Right? Yeah. They made me care about fucking, what's his butt? Gollum. What
is
his
name? Circus. Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Wait.
That lousy son of a bitch. He hates me. We're feuding. Whatever.
Super nice guy. We told him about the feud, and he was like, I don't want that.
God damn, that's his fucking tactic, okay? You don't see him behind closed doors when he's texting me.
We were behind closed doors with him.
I feel like this has a very good shot at being good. More so than it did when it was Ben Affleck. Because it's like, Ben Affleck didn't fucking care, or he cared too much. He was somewhere in the middle there, got too much caught up in the bullshit. Just make this damn movie. Robert Pattinson, I feel, could kill it. Patterson, who gives a shit?
You don't
Edward Cullen could be a good Batman. Wow. I'm saying it right now.
You remember,
like, sounds so dumb.
This is
right.
Why I love you, Tim. You nailed the last name of the fictitious character in Twilight.
It's an easy last name.
Edward Cullen, bro? Yeah, dude.
You guys are all monsters, and I love you. We're in good company.
There's just a couple letters in there that I don't like where they're at, and Pattinson. It freaks my tongue out.
It's Pattinson.
Also, I don't like that this interview article that I pulled, Steph calls him Rob.
Rob?
That really confused me.
Just call him R-Pats.
R-Pats.
Yeah.
I like that.
We do. That's his nickname.
I guess I don't care. Like, sure. Have him be Batman. Will it be good? Maybe. I don't know him as an actor well enough to, like...
I think what Tim said. What Tim said something earlier that I think is true. You can't really ruin Batman. We've had great Batman movies, bad Batman movies, a long lineage of Batman being in media for decades. I think the reason why I'm not having as strong a reaction to this is because if this doesn't, this is not the last shot they're going to have at a Batman movie. If this tanks, they'll wait and they'll just do another one, and eventually they'll bring in a director and a creative team that actually knows what the fuck they're doing, and they'll make a good movie again.
Which could be Matt Reeves.
It could be Matt Reeves.
The thing is, like, this could be it.
I will say this.
There's a couple choices they have to make, which is the hard choice of it's not fucking related to anything else. It's a new thing. Let's go, baby. It could be great.
I will say this, and again, R-Pats is what it is, but it reminds me a lot of when they cast Michael Keaton as Batman, and everyone in the world was like, what? The guy from Mr. Mom? What the fuck are you thinking?
Heath Ledger as Joker.
Heath Ledger as Joker was a great idea.
I don't think it was going
when
in.
They did it, people were like, this doesn't sound right. The dude from Can't Hardly Wait.
Knight's Tale, sir. And you're thinking 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
And if you've watched that movie, it is an excellent movie.
It's a phenomenal movie. Heath Ledger. I don't know if he has a bad movie.
No, it's true. I mean, that's a good way, right? So, yeah. You look back on that, obviously it's easy to look back on that, hindsight being 2020, but you're right. Like, that was a weird choice for Joker, especially coming off of like Jack Nicholson as Joker. Mm-hmm. But it worked, so it could work. It could work.
I think that my big question, because I feel like being Batman, real simple, you know? Mm-hmm. You just kind of have to look menacing and...
But the one thing that is actually interesting is I don't see R-Pats getting jacked. So maybe he's just going to be like a tall, skinnier Batman. Maybe it's a totally different direction for it.
You know what I mean?
Bat boy.
But here's the thing, like, can you guys see him being Bruce Wayne?
A younger Bruce Wayne,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sure. I could.
I could too.
Just keep the British accent.
Yeah. Stop with the sparkles.
He's got a strong chin.
Well, and his good chest sparkles. He's in the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way no one.
It's the Dark Knight.
Christ.
Fuck my life.
All right. Now it's time for out now on streaming platforms. Hulu has Knocked Up, a movie that we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
More. The Bachelor season 15 premieres.
That's on Hulu.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. You got to pay extra. Not on Hulu. You have to actually have cable or YouTube TV or whatever to watch the premiere or like the episode on Mondays.
On the same day.
Comes on Hulu on Tuesdays. And you know what I mean? Like I said earlier, if you're not part of the conversation, I don't want
what's
to be part
even
of
the
it.
Point?
Or what's the point of the conversation? I don't remember what I said earlier.
What's even the point?
Yo, if I'm not in the conversation, what's the point of the conversation?
Exactly.
So good. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 6 also premiered. On Amazon Prime, we have The Punisher and The Punisher Warzone. Those aren't great movies, but some people like them, so I put them on there. On Netflix, The Patriot Act, Volume 3.
Hell fucking yes.
Just started.
If you haven't watched this show, give it a damn shot. Any episode. But there's so many now. I think we have like 15. Just go to episodes, look at the titles. If any of them interest you, just click on that one.
Also, if... like in the United States, they're on Netflix and YouTube. So
yes,
you know,
so if you don't have Netflix, just go to YouTube, type in Patriot Act, watch away.
But if you like it and you do have Netflix, go back to Netflix and give them the views so that they keep going. And then The Rain season 2. It's a Netflix show about like acid rain.
No,
yeah,
it was scary.
Some people have recommended it. Movie theaters. Out in movie theaters near you, we've got John Wick Chapter 3.
Woo! Parabellum. Parabellum? Parabellum.
Yeah, Parabellum.
I can never say that
Parabellum.
Word.
I always thought it was Parabellum. Is it really Parabellum?
It's a parabola, and this is Parabellum. You know, a parabola?
A parabola.
The shape
is not related?
Is this?
No, I mean, they are related, but like you say words differently.
You say that is a parabola. It's a parabellum. Tim, like that look was everyone's confused. Let's move on. Yeah. I don't know if Nick's right or not. Making no sense. Let's go.
This is an interesting one. Fandango has an early access thing going on for Rocket Man. So if anyone's interested in watching Rocket Man, you can go to the theaters. Go to fandango.com and like get a ticket.
Oh, cool.
And then The Sun is Also a Star.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible name for a movie, I think.
Horrible name.
Horrible name.
What else? Like, what else would it be?
24 hours to
The Sun
love.
Is Also a Star.
I'm sure it's the name of one of his poems or something.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Maybe one of them's got a tattoo that's the sun.
About how none of us are unique, you know?
Angst.
We're not, dude. We're just ants in the universe, Parabellum.
And then there's a movie coming out called Anira, which is a crazy space movie.
Crazy space
movie. We talked about at some point, I think. Anira. Last week I asked you for your topics for our bronze tier level Patreon support. Which was just Detective Pikachu. For next week's...
Those are just a lot of words you put together. I don't know what order they were in, but that wasn't a
it
sentence.
It works.
He got it. It's about last week. The important one is for next week. If you want to help support us, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and support at the bronze tier level, where I'm asking, are you planning to cancel your Netflix once they lose Marvel, Disney, Star Wars content? So please, let me know. You're a liar. Did you say you are?
Sorry, was the question keep or get rid of?
He said cancel. Are you going to cancel?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You got to keep that shit for the comedy
specials.
Let
me know. I want to know if we actually get 30% of you guys saying that you are.
30%. We're going to count the percentages.
And here are some of people's...
takes on Detective Pikachu.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean... I, aka Lazy Zombie 91, says, I enjoyed Detective Pikachu. I agree with Nick that the movie was good and not. It was good and not being a huge
it
Pokemon
wasn't super effective.
Fan. It did not pull me into the universe like I wanted it to. The big hang up for me is that Tim, Justice Smith, did not know his dad was Pikachu, was inside Pikachu.
Hot.
Ew. You telling me he didn't recognize his dad's voice? Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Never thought of it that way.
I feel like they hadn't seen each other in like 15 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what my dad sounded like if he called me right now. I would. That's a great question. That's a great thing that he said.
It is a good thing to bring up. Dennis J says, I haven't been a Pokemon fan for years, and I have little to no nostalgia attached to the franchise, but Detective Pikachu really worked for me. I fully believed in the world it created, and its core characters, dynamic... in both its comedic and emotional beats.
Were super effective.
Some of its dialogue felt a little ham-fisted in its exposition, however. But this is easily remedied with the brisk pace, great action scenes, and killer score. Overall, thought that it was great and can't even imagine how amazing it would be to see a young Pokemon fan. To see as a young Pokemon fan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How amazing would it be, Nick? How amazing would it be to see a young Pokemon fan?
I'm tired too. I didn't sleep last night very well.
That would be a rarity, you know? Because as far as I'm concerned, most Pokemon fans worth their salt are 85 years old, living in a
last line here. And its reveal near the end even got me a bit emotional. Jericho says, I like Detective Pikachu. There were some weird logical / physics issues, but hey, kids love that shit. Also excited to see the style for more movies, hopefully. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope you all enjoy the show. If you want to follow us on social media and find out what we're up to, you can follow Nick at Nick_Scarpino
everywhere.
Or Tim at Tim Geddes. Or me at Kinda Funny Kevin. Thank you so much. Go to the movies. Check something out. See, let me know what you think.
Parabolum. Potassium. Honey, we shrunk
ourselves. Kids.
You can kill the lights.
Kids shrunken.
Do we stop recording? Turn off the lights? What do we do?
Yeah, turn off the lights. Just like, yeah.
Let's go for another hour.